నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో నంబర్ 2 చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 1 ద ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్ ఇన్ గాడ్ రియలైజేషన్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 29. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. ఇంద్రాదయో బాహవ ఆహుర్ ఉష్రాః కర్ణౌ దిశః శ్రోత్రం అముష్య శాబ్దః నాసత్య దస్త్రౌ పరమస్య నాసే ఘ్రాణోస్య గంధో ముఖం అగ్నిర్ ఇద్దః. ఇంద్రాదయో బాహవ ఆహురుస్త్రా కర్ణౌ దిశ శ్రోత్రమముష్యద్ శబ్దః నాసత్యదస్త్రౌ పరమస్య నాసే ఘ్రాణోస్య గంధో ముఖమగ్నిరిద్దః. ఇంద్రాదయో బాహవ ఆహురుస్త్రాః కర్ణౌ దిశ శ్రోత్రమమనుష్య శబ్దః నాసత్యదస్త్రౌ పరమస్య నాసే ఘ్రాణోస్య గంధో ముఖమగ్నిరిద్దః. ఇంద్రాదయో బాహవ ఆహురుస్త్రాః కర్ణౌ దిశ శ్రోత్ర మను కర్ణౌ దిశ శ్రోత్ర మమనుష్య శబ్దః కర్ణౌ దిశ శ్రోత్ర మమనుష్య శబ్దః నాసత్యదస్త్రౌ పరమస్య నాసే ఘ్రాణోస్య గంధో ముఖమగ్నిరిద్ధః. ఇంద్రాదయో బాహవ ఆహురుస్త్రాః కర్ణౌ దిశ శ్రోత్రమమనుష్య శబ్దః నాసత్యదస్త్రౌ పరమస్య నాసే ఘ్రాణోస్య గంధో ముఖమగ్నిరిద్ధః. बाहवाहुरुस्त्रा कर्णौ दिशा श्रोत्रममुष्य शब्दः नासत्यदस्रौ परमस्य नासे इन्द्रादयो बाहवाहुरुस्त्रा कर्णौ दिश श्रोत्रममुष्य शब्दः नासत्यदस्रौ परमस्य नासे इन्द्रादयो बाहव आहुरुस्त्रा दिश श्रोत्रममुष्य शब्दः नासत्यदस्रौ परमस्य नासे घ्राणस्य गन्धो मुखमग्निरुद्धः इन्द्रादयः डेमिगॉड्स हेडेड बाय द हेवनली किंग इंद्र बाहव आर्म्स आहु आर कॉल्ड उस्राः द डेमिगॉड्स कर्णौ द इयर्स दिशः द फोर डायरेक्शंस श्रोत्रम the sense of hearing amushya of the lord shabdah sound nasatya dasrau the demigods known as the ashwini kumaras paramasya of the supreme nase nostrils ghranah the sense of smell asya of him gandaha fragrance mukham the mouth agnihi fire iddaha blazing the translation and purport by his divine grace abhay charna arvind bhakti vedanta swami jagatguru shrila prabhupada ki jai the translation His arms are the demigods headed by Indra. The 10 directional sides are his ears. And physical sound is his sense of hearing. His nostrils are the 2 Ashwini Kumaras. And material fragrance is his sense of smell. His mouth is the blazing fire. Shri Prabhupada's purport. The description of the gigantic form of the personality of Godhead made in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is further explained here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The description in the Bhagavad Gita 11:30 runs as follows. O Vishnu, I see you devouring all people in your blazing mouths and covering all the universe by your immeasurable rays, scorching the worlds you are manifest. In that way, Srimad Bhagavatam is the postgraduate study for the student of the Bhagavad Gita. Both of them are the science of Krishna. the absolute truth, and so they are interdependent. The conception of the Virat Purush, or the gigantic form of the Supreme Lord, is said to include all the dominating demigods as well as the dominated living beings. Even the minutest part of a living being is controlled by the empowered agency of the Lord. Since the demigods are included in the gigantic form of the Lord, worship of the Lord, whether in His gigantic material conception or in His eternal transcendental form as Lord Shri Krishna, also appeases the demigods and all the other parts and parcels. As much as watering the root of a tree distributes energy to all of the tree's other parts. Consequently, for a materialist also, worship of the universal gigantic form of the Lord leads one to the right path. One need not risk being misled by approaching many demigods for fulfillment of different desires. The real entity is the Lord Himself, and all others are imaginary, for everything is included in Him only. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here in this chapter number 1, in the second canto, the chapter itself is entitled as The First Step in God Realization. What is the first step for a person who doesn't have any concept of the Absolute Truth? Just like a child, how the child is taught. They are not given the postgraduate study materials. The child needs to be taught in its own language that the child can understand. Similarly, the materialistic people who have no appreciation for the Supreme Person, the personality of Godhead, for such a person, they have to begin their appreciation first by appreciating the nature, because the material nature is very powerful. And when we are amazed by extraordinary beauty or extraordinary power, then naturally a materialistic person gets attracted and he is forced to think that who is behind this extraordinary power. Like Srila Prabhupada mentions in a previous purport that when a materialistic person sees extraordinary nature, he is forced to think. The same way when there is extreme power, like the power from thunder or the power of a lion or an elephant, then he is forced to think that there has to be something extraordinary behind that extraordinary power. So that's how Virat Roop is being described by Shukdev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj doesn't have to hear all this. It's not that he needs to hear about Virat Purush, but how the Bhagavatam is unfolding for all of us. So Shukdev Goswami is starting from the ABCs, from the basics. He is trying to take Parikshit Maharaj on a tour of spiritual realization. Parikshit Maharaj being just an instrument, and all of us, we are the actual recipients. Those who do not have the highest concept of realization. So one time, Srila Prabhupada's one disciple was discussing with Srila Prabhupada how the nature is so powerful. And that time, Srila Prabhupada said, when you see the moon and when you see the sun, you should remember that these are the eyes of the Supreme Lord. Then naturally, that disciple, he asked Srila Prabhupada, then where is the nose? Where is the face? And where is, you know, everything, all the other parts of the Absolute Personality? Then Srila Prabhupada started laughing. And he said, as you will develop the Krishna consciousness within yourself, the more you will see the actual personality of Godhead. The more the mystery, the more the spiritual science will unfold for you, the more you will dive deep and deeper into the ocean of Krishna consciousness, the more you will understand about the actual personality of Godhead. So Virat Purush, in one sense, we can see that we are all living within Krishna's own energy manifestation. So in one sense, we are all within Krishna. It's all the creation is considered as Krishna's own body. So that's why in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described, Krishna is described as Jananivas. Jayati Jananivaso Devaki Janmavada Yaduvar Parishat Swair Dorbhirasyan Adharmam Sthiracara Vrujinagna Susmita Shri Mukhena Vrajapura Vanitanam Vardhayan Kamadevam. So Krishna is described as Jayati Jananivas. And in that we see that many acharyas have commented how he is called Jananivas. Because not just that he is the Nivas, the abode, the residing place for all the living entities. Not just that. He is the one Jana Nivas. That means the one who resides in all living beings. Also means Jana Nivas. And all living beings reside in him. That is also Jana Nivas. So both, it can be seen in both the contexts. That Krishna is the abode of all the living entities, and all living entities are also, every living entity is an abode for Krishna. So that's why Krishna is residing in everyone's heart. So in that way, he is residing within us. So that's why we're supposed to always bow down to devotees. Because every devotee is like a moving temple. Because Krishna is residing. The altar is the heart. Krishna is residing in the heart. So if one has that conception, then you will naturally want to bow down. Some temples are very dirty. Like materialistic people, the temples are very dirty. But there is Krishna. The altar is there. Krishna is residing even in the heart of a dirtiest materialistic person. Krishna is still there. Krishna is residing in the hearts of even the animals. So we can see in that fashion that Krishna is Jananivas. Jayati Jananivaso. So Virat Purush can also be seen as that gigantic form in which we are all taking shelter. The gigantic form in the material concept, even though Srila Prabhupada mentions that it is just impersonal manifestation of the Supreme Person. It's not personal. Because we devotees, we don't have to meditate on Virat Purush. Because we have been given a better idea, the better understanding of how Krishna's original personality is. like Krishna's Satchidananda Vigraha. We know about Krishna's beautiful face. We know how Krishna beautifully smiles and enchants all the Vrajavasis. Like many times when Krishna is in trouble and Mother Yashoda is very angry and about to scold him, then Krishna's biggest weapon to pacify his mother is just his smile. Just a beautiful smile, and Mother Yashoda completely forgets, why was I angry? What exactly happened? She completely forgets everything, and she finds herself, her heart overfilled with the joy because of beauty of Krishna. So when devotees know the actual form, Satchidananda Vigraha, Ishvara Parama Krishna, then they don't have to go for the Virat Purusha. Srila Prabhupada also mentions, when a devotee, like Virat Purush usually is given to the materialistic people who do not have higher understanding. They can see Krishna in, they can see actually that there is some higher power in the power of the nature. But the devotees, when they get advanced, they see Krishna, the actual Krishna, Shyam Sundar, within everyone and everything. Like when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Godavari, on the banks of Godavari River, he met Ramanand Rai. And then he started inquiring. There is a beautiful talk between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sannyasi, sitting and hearing from Ramananda Rai. First he asks that, tell me what is the conclusion of all the scriptures. So Ramananda Rai, he starts from the highest step of the spiritual realization as far as Vedas are concerned. So he says, very simple, that swadharma acharane Vishnu bhakti hai. That means when someone is following varnashram perfectly, according to the caste and divisions of the society, then that is the highest. Lord Vishnu will be satisfied. Atha pumbir dvijashreshta varnashrama vibhagasha swanutishtasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritoshanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's response was, Eho bahya, this is external. Don't give me this. I'm not here to hear from you. Only this. Eho bahya, kichu ageka. So Ramananda Rai is thinking, Krishna karma arpane sarva siddhi. So give all the activities, the fruits of the activities. Whatever you are doing, whatever you are worshipping, whatever sacrifice you are performing, yat kuroshi, yad ashnasi, yad juhosi, dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunte yat tat kurushva madarpanam. So giving all the results of all the activities, Krishna karma arpane, that is sarva siddhi, that is the highest. Are you satisfied now? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eho bahya, you can do better, my friend. So Ramananda Rai is saying that sarva dharma tyag ehi sarva siddhi. Now giving up all the varieties of so-called religion, so-called duties of materialistic life, sarva karma tyag ehi siddhi hoy. Like Krishna says, the ultimate, at the end, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami mashucha. Now, I think that is like the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. That is like the conclusive verse, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's response is, Eho bahya. Kichu aage ka yaar. This is also bahya, this is external. You are telling me all external. Tell me the real juice, the real nectar. What is the real? Then Ramananda Rai He says, Jnana Mishrita Bhakti, Sarva Siddhi, Eho Bhaiya. Jnana Shunya Bhakti, Eho Bhaiya. Then he says, Prema Bhakti, Jnana Shunya Bhakti. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets a little attracted. Like Srila Prabhupada mentions in that beautiful conversation, when Jnana Shunya Bhakti, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, okay, this is a good direction. Tell me more. Then finally he says, Prema Bhakti, Dasya Prema Bhakti. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is getting more excited. Tell me more. Eho hai. Eho hai. Kichu ageka. This is right. You are on the right track. Tell me more. And Sakhya Prema Bhakti Sarvasiddhi hai. Eho uttama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eho uttama. This is really the great Sakhya Bhakti. When Krishna is worshipped in the rasa of being a friend. Like in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukdev Goswami mentions, Ittham satam brahma sukha nubhutya dasyam gatanam paradevatena maya shritanam naradarakena sakham vijaru kritapunya punjaha. The absolute, supreme absolute, param brahmam, the absolute, ultimate personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, is sitting in the middle of all his cowherd friends. And these cowherd friends are thinking that supreme person as his very close, intimate friend. And they are playing with the ultimate, supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. They're playing, thinking they're equal to him. They're feeding Krishna with his own hand, with their own hands. And Krishna is also sometimes snatching their remnants, the foodstuff that they have eaten. Krishna is snatching it, saying, how could you eat alone? I also want to taste what your mother has made. So let give me. So that's why Shukadeva Goswami says, Sakam vijahru krita punya punja. What kind of heaps and heaps of pious activities these cowherd boys have performed that supreme Brahman, supreme personality of Godhead, the absolute personality, he is playing with them. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became actually very ecstatic. Then he said, say more. There has to be something more. Then Ramananda Rai says, Kanta Prema Rasa Sarva Siddhi Hai. Vatsalya. Before that, Vatsalya Prema Rasa Sarva Siddhi Hai. Ramananda Rai says, the Vatsalya Bhav, the parental affection that Mother Yashoda has, the parental affection that Nanda Baba has for Krishna, that is the highest. There is no match for that love. When Mother Yashoda, she can sometimes drag Krishna. Krishna wants to play with the friends, but Mother Yashoda says, no. Whatever I say will happen. I am in charge. You are not in charge. You are just a little boy. Come with me. So sometimes she drags Krishna by his hand and takes him home. She bathes him. She feeds Krishna. Like Srimad Bhagavatam, it's beautiful words. Nandha kim akarod brahman shreya eva mahodayam yashoda va mahabhaga papavyasya stanam hari. Who can estimate the great fortune of Nanda Maharaj? Because Krishna has become his son and playing in his courtyard. Oh, wait a minute. Actually, Mother Yashoda is even more fortunate because the Supreme Personality of Godhead has taken just to drink her milk from her breast. Sakshat Shri Krishna Bhagwan, Shri Hari is sucking milk from her breast. So what kind of great fortune Yashoda? Actually, Yashoda Maya is more fortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is becoming more ecstatic. He's actually glowing. And he's on the verge of... He was melting. He was in... You know, tell me more. There has to be something more. Then Ramananda Rai says, you want more than this? What could be more than this? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, tell me more. Aage kaha aar? Then Ramananda Rai says, Kanta Prema Rasa Sarva Siddhi Hai. So Kanta Prema, there is Madhurya Rasa, all the different wives of Krishna, the gopis of Vrindavan, that is even higher Rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is becoming more ecstatic and he says, explain to me. So Ramananda Rai is explaining that all the different wives of Krishna, the Madhurya Rasa, is very intimate because they have very intimate relationship. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to know more. Then Ramananda Rai finally says that even within the Madhurya Rasa, Radhara Prem, there is no match to love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. There is no match. Because there was one time when there was a rasa dance, Ras Leela was being performed by Krishna, and Radharani felt that I am also one of the other gopis here. Krishna is not giving me any special position. He is not giving me special interest. So she felt little hurt and she left. Because how can Krishna treat me equally with all the gopis? Like there are thousands of gopis dancing, I am also just one of them. When Radharani left the arena of Ras Leela, that time Krishna became completely distressed. He became completely not able to understand what should I do. And he couldn't continue. So he left the company of all the gopis just to follow Srimati Radharani. So Krishna enjoys only when there is Radharani present. So Ramananda Rai says that the position of Srimati Radharani is so high that when Srimati Radharani left, Krishna became anxious. And he could not continue. He rejected all the gopis. He gave up their company. He gave them separation. And he was himself afflicted for the association of Radharani. That is the position that Krishna became completely afflicted with kama, like spiritual lust. So Ramananda Rai is describing how Radharani is highest devotee. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is getting more and more ecstatic. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, describe more about Krishna and Radharani. So Ramananda Rai is describing more details how Krishna and Radharani, they are one Atma. Radha Krishna Eka Atma Duhi Deyadari Anyonya Vilasa Rasa Aswadankari. The Radha Krishna, they are one soul, but they have taken two bodies so that they can exchange the mellows of love. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has completely, actually he has tears and he is jumping and dancing when he is hearing this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the beginning of the talks, he was sitting like a sannyasi with a sannyas staff, with the danda. And later on, as the meetings between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because of ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started playing with Ramananda Rai. In the beginning, he was sitting like a sannyasi, but then in the middle, he would take Krishna's Shyamasundar. And Ramananda Rai is speaking, but sometimes he is seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as sannyasi, and now all of a sudden he is seeing like a coward boy. So Ramananda Rai is very confused while speaking. he is seeing two different aspects. Like when a speaker is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, and if he starts seeing some different things, he's gonna get bewildered. So Ramananda Rai is actually speaking, at the same time he is seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Sannyasi, and all of a sudden Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is playing as Shama Gopa. He's becoming Shama Sundar. So Ramananda Rai says, Pahila tumar dekhe mui Sannyasi Swarup. Abhi tumar dekhe mui Shama Gopa Rup. You are, actually I was, now I am seeing Shama Sundar in you. And now, in the past, I saw you as Sannyasi. That time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you are pure devotee of Krishna. Wherever you see, and whoever you see Krishna. So, if you see Krishna in me, that's not my glory. It's your glory because you are pure devotee of Krishna. So, the actual idea is, when someone develops Krishna consciousness, then sthavar jangam dekhe na dekhe tar murti. No one will see the sthavar jangam, you know, moving things, non-moving things. But when someone has become advanced devotee, pure devotee of Krishna, then he will see only Ishtadeva. Only Krishna will be manifest in their heart. Wherever you see, you'll see Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada one time said, it's very easy to see Krishna in everything and whatever we do. Srila Prabhupada quoted, Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi shashi surya yoho. Whenever you drink water, it's so easy to understand this is water, the taste of water. Krishna himself says, I am the taste of water. Srila Prabhupada one time said that even if a drunkard, he drinks. He's very attached to drinking wine. Even if a drunkard thinks that Krishna is the taste of the wine, even he will achieve perfection. If someone is constantly thinking about Krishna. So, our aim is somehow, yena kena prakarena mana Krishnam niveshayat. Somehow or other, this way or that way, mind should be focused upon Krishna somehow. And Krishna not as Virat Rupa. This is the trick. When Srila Prabhupada mentions that we should see Krishna in everything, we should see hand of Krishna in whatever happens in our life, see it as Krishna's mercy. That is not Krishna as some gigantic form, material concept. We see Krishna as Shama Sundar. We see Krishna as Vrajendra Nandana, Yashoda Dulal. So when we see Krishna, think of Krishna in that form, then that is the highest perfection of life. So Krishna can be seen in different aspects. The best and the foremost important, as per Srila Prabhupada, he mentions that in whatever activities we perform, we can make that activity Krishna conscious by thinking about Krishna. If our mind is given to Krishna, if we are constantly remembering Krishna, if we are constantly thinking about Krishna and performing any act, every activity as just a humble offering to satisfy Krishna. So that will be the best act. So I will stop here. If anybody has any questions, comments, feel free to ask. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Lovely class. I'm not sure if this microphone is working, is it? Yeah. Okay. So, in the Leela of Ramananda Roy's meeting with Lord Chaitanya, I'm wondering that the mood of that conversation, is it Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is kind of asking Ramananda Roy if he knows a higher tattva, or his mood is actually inquire from him to, like, in that lila, so that he himself would know a higher lila. Considering like Ramananda Roy's like role as Vishakha in Krishna's pastime, that's like guru of Srimati Radharani. And if that's the case, that like in that lila is Mahaprabhu is actually learning about the highest pastime, is there a change in Mahaprabhu's mood before and after? You know, it's like in terms of like his like identification with Srimati Radharani.
First of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya told him that if you want to know further, then you should go to Ramananda Roy. So actual reference was from Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. See, we have to understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He is playing that role as a devotee, and he is showing to the world how one must hear submissively. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows everything. That's why he is saying more. Because he is, see, when a guru and disciple, the relationship is guru and disciple, then the disciple cannot say, Eho bhaiya. You can say that this is external, then guru will give you heavy chastisement. But the relationship is both. That's why Ramananda Roy is saying that I am speaking, but I am just a puppet. You are the master. You are making me speak. Because these statements, I don't even know these statements. I am just speaking and I am myself amazed that what am I speaking? It's something higher knowledge. So you are giving me knowledge. You are making me speak. And you are completely bewildering me. So that is one of the points. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted the world to know. That's why at the end, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions that this conversation is the epitome of all the Vedic knowledge, all the scriptural knowledge, and even beyond that, there is no knowledge that is further to this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to make someone as an instrument for the highest knowledge to be given to the world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes this arrangement. And what you are saying is right, because he is also getting more ecstatic. And he is also finally, in external sense, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is learning. Externally, this is what appears, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is getting more and more higher understanding. And he is becoming more and more ecstatic. But when we hear from the acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that these talks are very intimate. We have to first understand their relationship and then we can understand these talks. First, we must understand Ramananda Roy. He is like a Shudra in the beginning. That's the second point actually. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to show to the world, that kibanyasi, kiba vipra kibanyasi shudra kenenai, jai krishna bhakta, jai krishna tattva vetta sei guru hai. That is also second principle that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to establish, that kiba vipra kibanyasi shudra kenenai. When someone is Krishna conscious, when someone becomes devotee, there is no one like Brahman devotee. There is nothing like he's a Shudra devotee. Vaishnav is Vaishnav. There is no, you know, material position to be attached with a Vaishnava. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that whoever has understood Krishna Tattva, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta, Sei Guru Hai. That is Guru. That person is eligible to become Guru. That is the second point that Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions behind these meetings. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is performing Leela And at the same time, he is making others instruments in order to achieve his own goals that he had when he took this incarnation. Anybody else? Maharaj wants. No, you can speak, Maharaj.
Thank you for a very insightful class regarding the relationship of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. There is one point, just as Krishna gains great pleasure through the loving association with Srimati Radharani, one of the reasons he prefers her to all other gopis is that she gives him more pleasure than any of the others. He gets very high, intense, overwhelming ecstasy from her. In fact, it's mentioned in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is no one who gives me as much pleasure as you do, and that is why I like to stay with you and be with you. The same thing applied in this situation that you just described is the first thing is that Lord Chaitanya, although he was asking questions, but he was asking questions to which he knew the answer, and he wanted to relish those answers coming from another person. Because I can say the thing myself, but it is not as pleasurable as when I hear it from another person, and it touches my heart and stimulates and stirs it. So that's why he kept saying, as you so nicely said, go a little higher, because you've given me so much pleasure now, but you can go give me more. Just the way Krishna would ask Radharani to speak certain things or do certain things. So in the ultimate analysis, he says, I want you to discontinue this governmental service now, and I want you to come back to Orissa or Jagannath Puri. Yeah. So you come back there, and you will live with me. And why live with him? Because the ecstasy is so good. And that's what happened. Every night he and his assistant, Sarup Damodar, they would, one after another, quote these different verses from the Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya would just literally go transcendentally crazy. I say transcendentally because it's not real craziness like you get in the mental hospital, metropolitan hospital. It's not that. But what it is that he's going into another realm and going so high and so deep and so intense that and the experience is so wonderful that he goes out of external consciousness and enters into internal consciousness. And he gets very angry when they wake him up out of that. He says, I was enjoying such a wonderful experience in Goloka and Vrindavan, and here you're just shouting into my ear to get up. As if, how dare you do this? You know, that's why I have you here, to bring on that something that no one else could bring to me.
Krantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Some people.